everyone, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 8 of the Happydemic Podcast.
During the first lockdown, which coincided with the first season of the Happydemic, people were seeking big, positive stories of young people doing amazing things. This second lockdown is a little bit different, and so is our second season. This time, we're discussing the small things to help get you through.
Part journaling our experience, part bringing tips and tricks to our listeners, we are here to help you survive and maybe even get a little bit of enjoyment out of your lockdown.
I'm Vidita, and I'd like to welcome back the team of Lachlan, Xenia, and Kendra.
Woohoo! We made it.
Yay.
Another week.
Here we go. Let's run off.
Yeah. Yeah. Our ideas are running
That's
thin.
All we have to say. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for coming.
I shouldn't speak for everyone, but I know mine are.
No, I second that.
Yeah. Hang on. I hope you don't second that.
I mean, Vidita, it's really locked down where you are.
It's your second episode. You're meant to be full of ideas.
Yeah, you're meant to be fresh.
Please let us know. Because
it's the end of the year. It's the end of the academic year. So we're out of ideas at the moment.
Fair enough.
I can provide some news angles if you want.
Great.
Always.
How is everyone?
Delirious.
Are you?
Yeah. Why?
You were late today.
Yeah. I was fashionably late.
Yes.
I was having a little bit of a nap, and then I heard a phone call from Xenia, so I thought, yep, time to wake
up. Uh-oh.
An afternoon nap.
Wow.
Are you just getting out of bed?
Can you tell?
No, I mean, you look great for just getting out of bed.
Yeah. Wow.
I was very reluctant to turn my Zoom camera on for a while there because I was like, I just need to brush my hair quickly.
Yeah.
Maybe wash my face quickly. But still, looking a little bit dead to the world. How are you guys?
Better than you.
I think I was a bit late to the meeting because I completely forgot about daylight savings. And I was like, another hour to, you know, start the meeting. So I was just like chilling there. And then I see the message that the run sheet is up. And I was like, oh no, it's daylight. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, I always get upset with daylight savings because I lose an hour. It's like you wake up and you thought you had 8 hours sleep. It's like, yeah, that's great, but no, it's actually just 7 hours technically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about sleep, but my deadline seems closer now. Just one hour less.
Yeah,
your deadlines are affected by daylight savings because...
I mean, like, if you have till 12 o'clock, I have till 11, my 11.
Yeah, you just get there quicker.
Yeah.
You have a whole less hour.
Yeah.
To be honest, that last hour is, like, where I do my best work. So
that's where I do my only work.
But, like I need to be like have my back up against the wall, be under stress to actually be productive.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I've got like a few hours now, so I'm not being productive. But when I've got that one hour,
heaps of time.
I've got like, you know, it's go.
Yep.
Does anyone say?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm the king of procrastination, which is
yay,
fun.
We love that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm totally the same. Until the absolute last minute, that's where I do my best work. Under pressure.
Okay,
Kendra will go first.
Kendra, let's change the order up a bit.
Okay, so my tip for this week, look, I've had... To this point, I think I've been going pretty strong with my tips, I would say, without trying to brag. But this week, my tip is like no other. So I've been really getting into juggling.
Juggling?
Are you serious?
Love it. Are you doing it for us right now? Can you show us?
Like, it's not a lot. Well,
yeah, I do have one ball at the moment.
I do have another ball, but I don't have it with me right now. But I have found that juggling helps relaxation. So when I'm feeling like really keyed up, really stressed, I'll get two, like, you know, exercise balls or whatever these are and just throw them around. And I have built up to two juggling balls. And, you know, it reminded me of this novel that I studied in school called Juggling with Mandarins. And it was probably one of the most profound books I've ever read.
Wow.
Like,
very profound.
Maybe not. Maybe that's the wrong word for it. But anyway, it had such an impact as well. And like, the books just resonated with me to this point in my life. So I have to say that the author who's in, it really sounds like I'm doing year 12 English right now. The author.
Have you got your essay there?
The author really has helped me through this week of lockdown about when to hold on and when to let go. That is the message. And that is the message I've got from juggling that. And also with things in my life. Like, we can even think about being in the pandemic. Have you had to let go of some things? And what do you have to hold on to? I'm going to throw it to you guys.
Oh, my God. Love it. I don't have an answer, but I love the question.
I will say I did do some juggling. It was part of a year 10 assignment. Yeah. We were learning about neuroplasticity. And so everyone in class had to learn how to juggle. And we all did, actually, which was great. And then one of my friends took a step further and learned how to ride a unicycle. So next step is to the circus.
And that's what I'll be doing, unicycle and juggling down the street. Yeah. With my
Can your friend juggle while
I don't know. I should ask him. I think he probably has tried, and I'm sure someone has dared him too. But we'll see. When I say friend, we're close, but not that close. I don't think I've talked to him in a very long time.
Just shoot him a message.
Yeah, you know.
It's been a couple of years. Hey,
you know, how are you? Thinking. How's juggling just going?
How's juggling?
But with that letting go, I think one thing that I definitely realized during this pandemic is how far away all my friends are. Because we've got the 5 kilometer radius, and I probably have maybe only one friend that lives in that radius.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, that lives
you
in that
radius. You didn't complete the sentence.
Yeah, but the one friend who lives in the radius, and so my boyfriend and all my other friends live about maybe 10, 15 kilometers away. So it's hard. We do still do like virtual catch-ups, but you sort of have to let go of the fact that you don't have that opportunity to really see them that often as you would have liked. And I guess seeing your family a lot more than perhaps you would have liked. But yeah, I think something that I've definitely gained in is definitely that time to, I guess, reflect what I really wanted to get out of this year and how much we've had to adapt. I think we've all realized how capable we are at adapting to these kind of circumstances and perhaps in ways that we didn't realize we could before. And I think that's something that we could really definitely take away from this. But yeah, what about you guys? What's something that you had to sort of let go or
hold on to?
I think hold on to, as you were just telling us about, you know, reflect on what all we can do during this pandemic, that I agree with, because I was just like, we are in this pandemic, all we can do is online, you know, studies. But then that is what, you know, encouraged me to look for platforms like SYN and, you know, try to get involved with other things, because right now everybody's trying to do something like this, so you will find thousands of things like this out there, and it's just about
other people are doing podcasts as well. We're not the only podcast.
I thought we were doing something original.
Groundbreaking.
I didn't want to break it out to you, but sorry.
I thought we were cutting edge.
Yeah.
No, but
we
discovered
this whole new thing.
This got me interested because this is one, as I had mentioned in the earlier last podcast as well, the episode that, you know, this is something happy in the week, you know. Otherwise, we just caught up with whatever we're doing during the week, maybe assignments and daily work. But
oh, yeah, there's not much, is there?
But this is something I want to hold on to if you guys let me be in the band.
Happy no, we're cutting you loose.
You're still in the probation period, so.
No, of course. As we always say, the Happy Demic is a family unit.
Yeah.
Do we always say that?
Do we? Maybe I just said it once.
I don't think I've heard any of us say that, but I like it.
It's the Happy Demic family.
Yeah.
No, I remember we said that we were a family and Dylan was the father figure.
Gotcha.
Oh, and that was brought up mysterious last episode.
Yes.
Never met the father yet.
I mean, I've just heard of him in the last episode as well, where Lachlan just went like, oh, Dylan is not here. Tell us what you actually feel about Happy Demic. Is Dylan the bad guy here? What's going on?
No, Dylan's the best guy.
You know what it reminds me of? Have you seen that show, Charlie's Angels?
Which one?
I've heard.
Or just Charlie's Angels in general.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Oh, the movie.
So, like, you've got the angels and then you've got Charlie, but you never actually see Charlie in the old episodes of Charlie's Angels. So we're like the angels.
And Dylan's Charlie.
Yeah. So we like Charlie report like the... We report to Charlie or Dylan, but we're like on the field angels doing the work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing the hard yards.
While Dylan goes talking to Kevin Rudd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger and better things.
How about you, Lachlan? What do you, something you want to hold on to or let go of?
Yeah. I think... I mean, I'm just going to copy your answers because, like, I think, like you said, this is something, this is like apart from work throughout the week, this is like the only real thing happening in my life at the moment. So, and as we've discussed before, this lockdown period has been a roller coaster and we can have difficult weeks, and this has, like, and my work with Sin, this podcast and Get Serial as well, have been like just my little part of joy on the weekends.
Aww.
So but like you were saying Xenia, with friends and stuff, it's like this gives you so much more perspective and how important your relationships with your friends and your family or is, because we're in the time like this where we're not really allowed to see anyone. You sort of have to let go of the ability with seeing people, not as much as you would like to, but at the same time I'm like holding on to any social interaction I have, right? Like like a repair person comes over to the house, I'm like trying to have a full conversation with them. So I'm like, what's happening in your life?
That's our friends.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, that's great.
Wait, so can I ask, so you've got two juggling balls?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know, I don't want to offend you, but is juggling with one ball juggling?
I was going to ask that.
Oh, get her.
So sorry. Like,
what you doing right now, Kendra?
Oh, I have the other ball.
That's great. You're really good at it.
Right now.
What did you say, sorry?
I have the other ball, but
it's just not with you right now. No, I know. Yeah. Can you get it?
Okay.
Can you give Lachlan a demonstration is what he's trying to lead to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right. I shouldn't dance around this topic. Can you please juggle for us?
Is there anything you guys want to do like that? Like, juggling was something that's kind of on the to-do list, but I always wanted to do, like, magic tricks. Like, know how to do those magic tricks.
The only one I know is that the thumb thing. And I can't even do it correctly.
Oh my God, are you okay?
What happened to your thumb?
Okay, that's the only one. And I've seen people do that coin thing. I'm not sure, but, like, they... never mind. But yeah, I want to learn it. Yeah, for sure. I would love to have some, you know, tricks here and there. Ooh, Kendra's back. Let's
Kendra's
see.
Back.
Helena.
Yeah. Go for it.
Got the second ball. Here we go. Drum roll, please. Oh my God, go off.
Ooh, wow.
Oh. Yeah, once you get
to, I love that smile.
Yeah, that ball.
It's not dropping. That's so cool.
I don't have a third ball to practice with. But if I did.
We only just had a demonstration of the two balls, and then you're like, third, three balls. I want three.
Actually, you can say it's a tip, because it is a tip. I actually received a letter, a handwritten letter from one of my friends from India. And oh, wow. I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Because nobody does that nowadays, right? And I got it yesterday, and the whole day I was just reading it, or just, you know. And why that person sent me that letter is because he is in the Air Force, so they don't have technology, appliances, whatever, like phones, anything with them. So sure. That sort of forced him to write a letter, but I was just like, that's, you know, that can make your day. So we should actually start writing letters, like one or two, just sometime, you know?
We should talk to each other, because we
can send handwritten letters.
We can do that. Without, like, just give me your address and I will, whenever I want, to send it, so that it's like a surprise for you.
Yeah, I'll talk too.
All right, we'll put our... addresses in the messenger chat, and then it could
yeah. Yeah, everyone. Okay, everyone, say your addresses now.
How many of you received handwritten letters?
Oh, it's just one, obviously. But I was just so happy after, like, I forgot about my assignments completely, which I was supposed to do by yesterday. Ooh. But that's okay, because It was a nice gesture, you know? I just spent time just reading it, even though it was like 3 pages and you could complete it in like 5 minutes. That's okay. But yeah, I was just that I was just like, I can send these to my family back in India, you know? That would be a great idea for them to just be like, oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
Such a good idea.
Do you guys plan to do that? Something like that?
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity.
I had our university did this pen pal program where, since we didn't really have the opportunity to do social events in first semester, you could get paired off with another student at Monash who lives either in Victoria or somewhere else in Australia, and you'd write the handwritten letters to them. So I did that for a little while, but it only lasted till the end of the semester. So there was opportunity to do it again, and you could actually also send presents to people, just like little things, handcraft presents. But yeah, it's just nice to sort of have that like effort of writing a letter and then sending it to them. But aside from just like getting handwritten cards and maybe letters from friends during birthdays, it's never really been through the mail.
And I think what's so like nice about receiving a letter is that I feel like when someone writes handwritten, they're going to take like more care. They're going to choose their words better. Like, you don't get a handwritten letter and it's just like abbreviated text language, like, CU, but like it's actually like C.
Yeah.
Nice cursive writing. You know what I mean? Like, it's just more romantic. Not romantic, but like...
Sure.
Yeah.
Next step is like poetry. Oh, yeah. Dear.
Your letter's not going to have lol in it, Kendra?
No, it's not. It's going to have nice cursive writing in like one of those ink pens. And like, it's going to be on like tea stained
stamps.
I really love those stamps, yeah.
A stamp, yes. Or, and maybe even, you know how they like put like little glitter in it? Like when you open it up and you got like a little bit of glitter that comes out?
Mm. Oh, wow.
Is this a wedding invitation? Do you still, like, I was going to ask a silly question about stamps. Are they still a thing? You have to still stamp stuff?
You still have to put stamps, yeah. But not, like, the official stamps, like Australian stamps, but do any of you still have stamps from when you were little? Like, you know, those, the decorate.
I think
are
I
you a stamp
have
collector?
Them.
No, no. I'm bad at collecting things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I have a few back in my home country.
Mm.
Maybe. I'm not sure. My parents might have it. So, yeah.
We'll handwrite a letter and ask them if they still have it.
Yeah.
Send it in the next letter.
Yeah. I might just be like, oh, it's taking 10 days. I can just text them. Oh.
Yeah, it's true. It takes much longer.
Yeah, but that's the whole point, the surprise element of what you're going to receive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like online shopping, you don't know when you're going to get
it. But you know what you... So you that's the whole thing. It, you know what you've chosen, right?
Mm.
You know what you bought. Xenia, do you have anything for us, like a tip or your week?
Well, to be fair, this idea just came out from me thinking about what I used to do when I was younger. And when we were talking about The Last of Us 2 after we finished recording last week. So I was thinking about it. I remember when I was younger, I used to watch a lot of video game walkthroughs. I'm not sure if you guys are still like avid YouTube watchers or if you've moved on to better things, Netflix bingers. I'm not sure.
More grown up things.
Yeah, you know, work, uni. What adults do.
Adulting.
Yeah. But when but actually rather recently when The Last of Us 2 came out, that was probably a time where I went back to my time as a tween when I used to watch so many video game walkthroughs because my parents wouldn't let me have video games. I only had like a Nintendo DS. And so that was my life. But then my R4 stopped working. So you know how you can get those R4s and it had all of these like hundreds of games? Yeah.
Oh.
So I guess I was a gamer but didn't have the opportunity to be more
than a vicarious gamer.
But it's just that it was nice going thinking about that and sort of how it helps sort of ease the distraction, and it's also, I think, an underrated form of storytelling, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, completely agree with you there.
And I'm just wondering if you guys had any, like, video games that you remember from your childhood or games that you want to play again. I know Animal Crossing was, like, a big deal during lockdown.
Is anyone here into that? I've never played it.
No, I just hear it's very relaxing.
Is it?
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
A game that I was addicted to that consumed like 90% of my childhood was on the DS. It was the Mario game where he goes to the different worlds and like goes through the courses. Did you ever do that? I don't know what it was called. It was like just Mario would go through these different worlds and try and chase Bowser.
Isn't that every Mario game?
You got like Mario Kart.
Yeah, that's the one.
This was the main one, and it was my favorite game. I spent ages doing it because I wasn't very good at it, but yeah, I consumed that. Also, adopt a dog. Was that it? One? Adopt a dog on your DS?
Like the Nintendo dogs? Is that the one?
Like, I bought so many dogs. Like, I adopted so many. And I remember the names. I had, like, Spotty was the Dalmatian, obviously. And then I had, like...
Oh, Luke, so clever. Creative.
And I had, like, twin dogs that were, like, poodles. And, like, then I logged my DS, right, and I think all of them died. So it was, like, a bit
narrow. Oh. Did you have a Tamagotchi?
Yes. Yeah, I did have a Tamagotchi. Although I kind of got creeped out by my Tamagotchi, to be honest. Like, it was, like, complaining.
Did you ever have one of those Furby things? I don't know why.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, neither. They're creepy. But I could also see that for you as well.
Just you can see her in your Furby.
And your Tamagotchi.
No.
It's like a... All right.
Did any of you play Pop Tropica?
Yes.
Is that like the Take Over the World game?
No, that's like with the islands. You complete islands and then get medallions.
It was the only game that we could get on the school server at school. So we
all do you guys remember Minesweeper?
I used to play that when I was a little, but I had no clue what to do. I just press buttons and then things would explode.
You just click.
It was when I was wherever. Like maybe 13 or 14 that I realized what the actual rules were.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There was one more called Purple Place. It was like Purple Place. It was a cake baking thing. I don't remember.
Yes. Yeah. God, I've done them all. No, I haven't done them all.
How about you, Lachlan? What was your favorite challenge?
I'm looking up this Pop Tropica game now.
Yeah. What do you think from first impression? Well,
I've never seen it in my life.
But, obviously, being living under a rock, Pop Tropica was like everything.
I'm not much of a Nintendo guy. I think that's the thing. Oh. I don't know if I had a Game Boy way back in the day. But I never
anyone getting the Wii Fit.
Oh, not Wii Fit, but like I had a Wii.
Yeah.
I think I've still got a Wii actually.
I have it here.
Yeah. But I can't connect it to the TV. I need to buy cords because it still connects via like AV and all we have are HDMI. Anyway, that's a fun little story. Unnecessary detail. But yeah, on your point, Xenia, saying talking about underrated storytelling, and Last of Us is perfect example of that. Like that is the best game I have ever played, and like it just draws so much emotion from you.
Mm.
Like, yeah,
it's like watching a movie, like a really long, but you could play like as the characters, movie. Sort of movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so invested.
I wonder if they're going to make a third one. Like, I can kind of see how they
Whoa.
I won't go into the ending, but I'm just curious. Like, I'd anything, like to see more of the world and the story.
Okay. Mm. All right, you've said too much. I still haven't finished part two, but soon. I'll finish it soon.
Let us know when you do.
I think I'm far off.
Hopefully before the end of this season of the epidemic.
Yeah, that's true. We've only got a couple more episodes.
About the games, I just wanted to ask, do you guys remember Minecraft?
Yeah, Minecraft is still massive. I didn't play it as much because I'm really bad at first-person perspective games. It makes me nauseous.
Really?
Yeah, I have a really weak stomach. I can't do roller coasters. I can't do any, like, spitty... Can't do merry-go-round. I can do like I can do merry-go-rounds, but I can't do the ones in parks.
Where you
can like spin really fast.
No. Yes.
Thank you.
You can't do the teacups.
No. I can't do them as well, actually.
Like they look so sweet and innocent, and then you get on,
and then you want to puke after. Yeah.
Wild.
Here's your cup of tea.
I miss carnivals. I really miss like fairs and theme parks. So
I was talking about this with my roommates the other day. Did you guys have like, I don't know, did you guys have school fairs or?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
School fair, like when they bring in like the rides and stuff.
Yeah. And the ice cream truck.
Oh, and they were like the most dodgiest rides ever too. I don't know how people came off the line. Like there was one that no joke went up in the air like really high. It was like more like bigger than Luna Park, but they only like had the chain to like clip you in so you were safe. And like, I've never been more scared in my life.
Really?
Cool.
Why did you do it then?
Well, I was like 7 and everyone was doing it, so.
Everyone else is doing it, yeah.
At our school, we had like an opportunity to throw pies at teachers.
Oh.
Okay, I did not see that coming.
Like, it was to fundraise money, but it was definitely a lot of fun. So, like,
we did have that, but the teachers that were like, who had volunteered to have like, I think it was just cupcakes at the time. Like, they weren't even brave enough to have the pies, but it was like teachers that I liked, like none of the ones that like I didn't
like. It's going to be the cool teachers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to throw a pie in your face. You're actually cool enough to volunteer to do this.
Yeah.
And I like you.
Lachlan, do you have anything to share with us?
I'm sure. I guess so.
And that's where it cuts.
Yeah. Nah, my tip for this week, I think, is something, full disclosure, I actually haven't done it, but I know my friend, plural, yes, I have more than one. have been crosswords.
I suck at them.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I can support
Hence
that.
Me not doing them. But just sort of on the same note as like colouring in and just like fun little, maybe not the same note as colouring in because that is a mindless activity, but crosswords aren't. Like Sudoku, no.
Yes, that's what I do
Sudoku. Almost
every day. Sudoku.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I think actually when I wasn't part of the Happy Demic family, if that's what we're calling it. I mean, like, I was listening to you guys, but I wasn't hosting with you. So
your life hadn't begun yet. Medina now has a timeline of before Happy Demic and after.
Yes. One of you guys just mentioned as like, you know, stress relieving activity was coloring. I don't remember which episode was it, like first season. Yeah, I think it was you. Mm. And I listened to it and I actually bought one. I was like, wow, that is such
off.
A great suggestion.
See, I'm helping the world.
And now crosswords, yeah.
And Yay. Now crosswords.
Yes.
Which I'm not doing, but you can.
You know what I miss? Word searches. We used to do them heaps in primary school and high school. But
word
now,
searches?
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, they're fun.
Mm.
But, maybe I'll look some up.
I have no patience for crosswords. I don't have the vocabulary.
Yeah, me neither.
Sorry.
Uh-oh, there's sound going on.
No, yeah. I was going to show you guys something. It was like, I was just like,
Oh, you've got a word search.
That's a word Go search. Off.
Did you guys ever, actually speaking of games, did you guys, look, I'm going to bring it all together. Crosswords, kind of, games, and talking about socializing. Did you guys ever play Words with Friends?
Yeah.
In, like those type of games?
Yeah.
Cool. That's it.
Let's do it. So who has good news and who doesn't have good news?
Ooh.
Do you want me to share that winning streak they have?
Yeah, sure.
Like a world record?
Yeah, what is your good news for this week, Vidita?
Oh, I didn't think we just started it. Okay, I'll go again. So, a footy team called, I think, Yeppin Swans, they won the 89th game in a row, which, like, they set a world record for, for most consecutive wins ever. So they, like, won, I think, 89 times in a row. So I think that's a good, good streak.
You think that's pretty good?
Do you have better?
The way I said that did certainly sound like I have a better stat. But I don't.
Yeah.
Kendra, you all over that one?
Sorry?
Being a part of the sports desk and all.
Didn't know about this.
Like, big fan of the Yeppin Swans.
Is Yeppin a place? I don't. I've never heard of Yeppin.
That face says yes.
Yeppin is.
Yeah, I think, where is it? It's in Queensland, no?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it is.
Regional Queensland. I only know this because I read the story. I am not good at geography.
It's a coastal town. Yeah, I just looked it up. Yeah.
Well, so shout out to Yeppin. Congrats to the Swans.
Woohoo!
Here's yay. To. Wait, go have they it. Lost now? Or are they, like, it's just.
I think they won. That is why they. That is the news that.
Yeah, no, I get that they won. They won 89 games, but why are they only talking about it now?
Because I
did
think.
Did they lose and their streak is stuck at 89?
I
or
think they
is
won
it 89
the,
and counting.
Exactly. I think that's the whole whoa. Thing. Like, they won the 89th and that broke the record or something like that. You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm not sure. I will look it up.
Okay. Well, go Swans. Here's to 90 victories.
Yeah. And more.
And more. We hope you never lose. I don't know why we're all of a sudden huge fans of the Yeppin Swans, but
Yeppin Swans, please sponsor us.
We could, yeah. I think we would sponsor them. Isn't that how it works? Like, to get a place on their jersey.
Where would we go? Where would we be put?
For a sports team.
Like on the jersey, you mean?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Oh.
Like, you have like
right like, across like the.
Like the Emirates and
yeah, right. Where's the prime spot, Kendra?
Where's the most visible?
Yeah, what's the most expensive part
the
of the jersey?
Really, like massive, like,
just across here.
Yeah,
for our logo, guys, we could like have like draw like cartoons of all of us and like.
Oh my god, I was thinking the same thing, but not cartoons, just photos of us.
Illustration would be great.
All our heads and then happy demic.
No, but really happy. Like, we look really happy, like over the top happy.
Oh, well, that.
Like, we got like a bit of a.
We were going to make the moon. This is what's going to happen.
The opposition so much
because all of our beautiful faces.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the goal.
Good, good.
That's how they'll win their 90th match. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. That's how. All right. Well, Yeppin, the ball's in your court. Have your people talk to our people. The whole town. The whole town of Yeppin. The Yeppin? Imagine if that's not even the town and we're just saying that incorrectly.
No, it is. It is.
Oh, good. Great.
Yeah.
Anyone else got good news?
Me.
Yeah, go Kendra.
Oh my god, do you? Go.
So, there have been over 100 bilbies released into the Sturt National Park after years being declared extinct in the New South Wales.
Bilbies. New South Wales.
Oh, I love
them. Are they the ones that look like kangaroos?
Yeah, like little mini, like.
How can you tell the difference between a bilby and a joey?
Oh, bilbies are like grey with like. I remember in school, we had like a massive endangered animals project that went for the whole term. It's all we did at school. And I loved it. Like, it was so good. And we had to make like a little market stall. And I dressed up as the bilby. So that's the place in my heart.
Have you got that costume?
No, I made it. No, but like, it was honestly, it was the prime. It's, I hit my prime in
your life.
Yeah, in my endangered species Same. Class. I was very passionate about it. Still am.
Oh, great. Maybe you should be a vet.
Woohoo, yay.
You really want me operating on animals?
Oh, I wouldn't take my animals to you, but kidding.
Kidding about her being the vet, or you taking the animals to her?
Look, I think my vet career has long gone ever since like I stopped doing science in school, so. Yeah, I think that boat kind of sailed.
No, you can make it happen.
Really? How?
Yeah, surely. I don't know. I don't know how. But my mum became not a vet, but a vet nurse where at the age of 47.
Ah.
So, you know, it's never too late.
Yes.
That's all.
Didn't we use this quote like in the last episode as well for the Captain? I forgot. Captain Tom. I was like, he made a movie, right? So I was like, it's never too late to do anything.
You're so right. Oh my God, go off. Look at us.
I don't trust myself to look after sick animals, and honestly I don't think I'd have like the personality to be a vet. Like, they have to do some really horrible stuff.
Oh yeah.
And like, I don't think I'm emotionally capable.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah, my speaking of my mum, she was never great at at having to carry out certain aspects of that.
Xenia, do you have good news?
Yeah, well, let's go to some happy news before we go to a dark path. It depends if you think this is good and how you feel about Disney live actions and remakes. But Barry Jenkins, who is the writer-director behind the Oscar-winning film Moonlight, is about to be behind this project that will focus on Mufasa from The Lion King's origin story. So it's going to be 3D live action still, but it will be like a prequel as to how Mufasa like came to be king.
Before he died.
Yeah. Spoiler. Spoiler, but I'm sure everyone's seen The Lion King.
Maybe not.
Yeah, so it's different. It's not a remake, which is good, I think, in my opinion. But it's also like people had complaints about the 3D aspect of The Lion King. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I think that's fun. I do have standard, like, skepticism, I guess, because, like, it's just... It would be the same if they came out with like a sequel.
Yeah.
To it. And I'd be like,
have you seen the sequel to The Lion King?
The Lion King. Oh, there is a Lion King 2, isn't there? And a 3.
Yeah. And a 2.5, I think. You're so right. With Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, they just watch it, don't they?
I think so.
Like, that's the movie. You're right. Okay, well, my comment's redundant. But yeah, that's my biggest gripe, the live action part. No thanks. I tried to watch the live action like remake and got like maybe 30 seconds in and I couldn't do it.
What made you turn it off?
Zazu's really ugly, and they also changed some of the dialogue for no reason. Like,
it didn't add anything.
They said, I don't know, there's a line, I forget it now, but when Simba Mufasa is standing up for Simba in front of Scar, and he says, "That hairball is my son." They've changed that line and probably more lines in it. I don't know, because I stopped watching after that.
Good. That was a good decision then.
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't want them to touch it.
Mm.
Like, it's just so good as it is, you know?
Makes sense, yeah.
But there's a bunch of live-action remakes that have happened and are happening, right? I think...
What's happening? Are they doing
Mulan, right?
It came out. I haven't watched it, and I don't intend to.
Talking about... Did you say Mulan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
What do you think?
Is it good?
It's fine. Decent. It's decent.
Is it as good as the original?
Yeah, no.
Why do I keep doing this? There are already enough
controversies around it, so I just don't want to be like, yeah, it was great. And then people are like, no, it wasn't. And I'm like,
I started another one. I'm looking up one of the live action.
I didn't mind Aladdin. I actually like the Aladdin one.
Oh my God.
What? You didn't like the Aladdin one?
Yeah.
No, I actually haven't watched it, but like, it got an awful lot of flack. Will Smith in particular.
Like, it's not as good as the original, and Will Smith can't live up to Robin Williams, but yeah, it was good in its own right, I think.
I think there's going to be a Peter Pan.
Again, there's so many live action Peter Pans.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, you're so right. Or a Little Mermaid live action.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that one.
Oh, God.
They're just going to go through all of them until they run out of remakes. So they make remakes of the remakes.
But why? Like, it's not even that good. Like, the live action recreations aren't good.
Mm.
So why they don't... I don't know. I'm negative. I'm really negative about this.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe Disney will decide to do something original soon. But to be fair, those old films are also just rehashes of old stories or fairy tales. So.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, that's true.
I guess it's literally original.
Just because of, like, nostalgia, right?
Mm.
Like, that's the only reason... Like, we have such attachment to them because we watched them as kids.
Yeah.
That brings us to the end of the Happydemic for this week. We will be back next week, but in the meantime, please make sure you follow us on social media. We share good news, show highlights, and more there.
We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Happydemic. Also, do leave a review wherever you're listening to this podcast because it really helps people discover the show. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye. Bye.